With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Well, Janet, a big thank you for joining us Hardlines tonight. A frustrating evening because we had our moments, didn't we? But unfortunately, just a bridge too far in the end.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Just a bridge too far. You know, we've come into this great stadium and Doncaster have put on a good performance against us. But I do feel that the game plan we had worked really well, and I was pleased with our defensive shape in the first half, but we struggled with the outlet to threat their goal in the first half. So we spoke at half time about how we can soak up that pressure, but now turn that into us going forward. And I, in terms of the response in the second half, I was pleased, and I think they threw everything at it, but we just couldn't score. And the goal that we did score, it got chalked offside for being offside and disallowed, and I do question it. But I've just said to the players, it's fine margins, absolute fine margins. And when you're at the bottom of the league, everything goes against you. And it did today, but we threw everything at it, and then they caught us twice in the second half on counters, and it was an absolute blow. Yeah. But proud of every single one of the players. They absolutely give it everything today. They tried so hard, but yeah, just a step too far.
When we look at this team that's played here today, though, we're taking on Doncaster Bells. I go back to the start of the season and just the incredible transformation. I mean, I can't remember the score. I think it was 7-1 or something, that opening day defeat against this very team. It wasn't a 3-0 loss, this, and it certainly wasn't. Certainly was nowhere near to the 7-1 that we had early in the season.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at the side that we've now put together, we are in a much, much better place, and we're putting in a much better performance. But if we weren't fighting for our lives today and, you know, needing to get those 3 points and having that extra pressure on us, the performance could have been different. You know, it could have been more of a 1-1 sort of seeing it out, because we had to throw everything at it in the second half. Yeah. I had to take a few risks again, moving Sasha higher and bringing Jace on to move Shauna out wide. You know, that is a risk, changing our back line. I'm not a fan of changing centre-backs usually in games, but we needed to take those risks to try and avoid the relegation that we've now conceded to. So it's unfortunate, but we have come a long way. And like I said, I'm still proud of everyone that's been a part of this journey, staff and players. And it's a tough one to take today.
We'll have a proper chat after the whole game on the 5th of May. But we have still got the cup final, of course, at Rochdale. That is the priority now, isn't it? And just putting this to one side, and then we can cover off plans for next season. We want to end on a high, don't we?
Yeah. I think, you know, we've done well in all the cups this year, with the FA Cup run and the County Cup run. Yeah. So to be able to maybe finish with a little bit of silverware would be really good. We've got a little bit of work to do. We've got a bit of time between now and the cup final as well to regroup people up, because this is going to hurt. But we'll use it as fire going into that cup final and hopefully pick up some silverware this season.
Yeah, and just going back to those highlights, you know, of the cup run, the York game, the whole game, and of course Leeds a couple of weeks ago. There's certain bits to hang on to there, and definitely things that we can go, right, let's take that into that cup final in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, there has been some really good highs this season, and if only the season was
a bit longer.
Yeah, well, definitely, you know, I've spoke to many people over the last few weeks because people have seen how far we've come, and I just said, like, I think we're going to run out of time, and we have, we just have, and I'm gutted, I am.
This is the second interview I've done with a women's team manager after relegation. We got promoted the following year, so it does turn around, but hard lines, Jenny, on what's happened tonight. But we have got that cup final, and I'm pretty sure, given the fact, you know, this transformation of the team, give yourself a pre-season, I'm pretty sure you'll be working wonders next year. That's got to be the hope now, hasn't it, really? But you can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of decisions that have to be made now, as we're at the end of the season. We've got a number of players on loan, so we need to speak to a few of their loan clubs, see what situations are, see if we can do some deals, and then see if we can continue to develop the squad. We still need to develop it in certain areas, so there's a lot of work to be done. There's also a lot of work to be done in the background. And we've got a meeting with the board, which is positive. Everything's positive in the background around how do we bridge the gap. So yeah, I mean, if we go down now, and you know, the idea is that we look to build to bounce back up straight away. But it's not going to be easy next season either with the teams that are going into that league. So we'll have our challenges. But for now, I think let the girls have a bit of space because it's tough today, and then we'll regroup this week and we'll just focus on the cup final, and we'll take it one day at a time, one step at a time, as we have done all season.
Well, Jeanette, big thank you for joining us. I know it's a difficult interview to do, but fair play for coming on and giving us those post-match thoughts. Next time we have an interview, hopefully it's with some winners' medals and a cup victory at Spotland, and good luck in preparations for that cup final.
Thanks, Ben. Cheers.